Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Sorry for all the background noise. It's hot out today. You got the AC blazing. Cranked it all the way up. All the way down. You know when people say that? Hey, turn the air up. What do you mean turn it down? Make it colder. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, today is week number, what is it, 11? 11? So there's not much to say in the opening because I say it all in the beginning. Like I said, now that Aristotle's not here, remember? He would always interrupt me and he'd say, "Oh, Todd, hold that thought. I want to talk about Jeff, my dog." He'd always tell me, he'd go, "Shut up." Aristotle used to say off the air, he'd go, "Hey, Todd, I know your name's on the show, but you ain't shit without me." And I'd get nervous. I'd be like, "Sorry, Aristotle."
Todd didn't ask for this, but I'm just going to interject here. Am I wrong? Was I wrong? I know the people want more Jeff updates, and I've got them. But guess what? I can't be there to give them. But Todd sure is here to talk to his friends. Where am I? I'm at home.
Well, let me roll in today's show. There's no sense dilly-dallying, as they say. I hope you're good. It was a fun show. And I think that's it. Here it is. Enjoy. Aristotle, roll it in.
It's a solo Todd Glass show. The only guest is the host, and Todd is the host.
Hi. How you doing?
sure that's the first thing you hear because I'm a professional. I say hi to my audience. How about these other podcasts? They don't say hi to everybody. Who raised you? But I want to tell you that this is the cold opening, and then I'm going to play a song that I really like. Jonathan was here with Aristotle yesterday for about 5 hours, and we're only halfway done. But sometimes you know how things might get a little worse before they get really good? That's just, so if something doesn't sound right, maybe that's what happened. But as of now my phone goes directly into the board. A lot of just things cleaned up. The new speakers in the house. Now the music will run into the house, but also into the board. Now maybe this week, I hope everything turns out. But the great thing is, if there's something that doesn't, if there's something like, wait, that sounds weird, or well, that sounds, you fix it the next time. And so we're already. I've had to order a few things. I had to order a new mixer, a few new wires. Jonathan convinced me to spend on two of the, from iPad to board, from phone to board, spend money on those two. The others you get live wire from Guitar Center, it's fine. But on these two, spend the money. And for those, or they're ordered. So I just can't wait. It's very exciting. And the brand new system and sound system, and there you go. So I want you to let this breathe. You know, this is the name of this band is, hold on 1 second. It's Scary Pockets. Scary Pockets. Is she the lead singer? She's actually a feature. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. So, but the name of the band is Scary Pockets. And who is she? D'Angela. Deandra. Oh, that's a great name. So, Danielle Deandra. Hard to say, but nice to the ear. Danielle Deandra. Oh, I got a little bit. I snuck in. Yeah, I know you. And then when you say she's a featured player, I'm sorry this turned into a big. She's not normally in the band. But, oh, you don't know. Featured player. What does that mean? Holy shit. She's normally, right. She's not normally part of the band. Hey, we're throwing love their way, even if I'm a little off. And they're not going to be like, hey, did you hear Todd Glass? He gave us, said some kind words. Yeah, but didn't know who featured. Who needs people sending people our way if they can't do it with crystal clarity? Who used to be my drug dealer back when I lived in Mississippi, Florida. Mississippi, then Florida. You know when people lie, they just think if they own it. Nah, I remember it the other day. I lived in Florida. Mississippi, Florida. I couldn't believe there was a Mississippi, Florida. They ended up not having it anymore, and they erased all the facts that it ever existed. If you're going to, try to follow up to see if my story's real or not. The person that doesn't mind lying and covering up their tracks, even if they know everyone knows they're full of shit. No. I was a recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award, which later, because of the Me Too movement, got erased. What? People aren't going to question that guy. But they know he's lying. So anyway, with the new system in here, I'm going to enjoy this. And I brought it halfway through, even though we're allowed to play the whole song. We're talking about it. Aristotle goes, follow the law, man. But last night I heard this. Did you play this? Yeah, my girlfriend's brother. It came on randomly. I edit this out. I want to look like I know where to search for music. So I'm gonna bring it in now, and I'm gonna let it breathe. I'm gonna let it breathe. But it's. They kept what's great about this song, and then they gave it a little hoo-ha. Yeah. I know it came in jarring, but just relax. Thank you. They shouldn't have that in there. Shut the fuck up! God, I just wanted that to breathe because, first of all, they did an amazing job on that song. Crotch Crocker and the Kooky Cockers? What if that's how wrong I got it? Crotch Crocker and the Kooky Cockies. Now, what's it called again? Scary Pockets. Scary Pockets. I want to find out more of their stuff. Wow. I always ask the same questions when my girlfriend's brother shows me new bands, because I want to get a grasp of them. I go, now would they play like Red Rock? He goes, oh no, not yet. You know, sometimes he goes, yeah, they're pretty big. I'm like, would they play Red Rock? He goes, yeah. I go, well, then they're bigger than Pretty Big. Pretty Big makes it sound like if you're playing Red Rock, unless you had a horrible engagement, but if you're coming back to Red Rock for the third year, that means things went good the first two. Fourth year, fifth year, I'm playing Red Rock. How's your career? Yeah. Well, you must have spent money obnoxiously then. You must have spent money obnoxiously. But anyway, it sounds amazing in here. And like I said, I would do an opening, but let's say for some reason it sounds amazing in here, but where we brought it into the board, we have the high end up too much. Don't worry, I know musical talk. I used to be friends with a music producer, the show producer, but he did some music. Mostly reality shows. Not much music anymore, but he used to. He said he did. Found out he was lying. So I don't repeat anything he said. Get it? There's no story. But high end. Yeah. So we're going into the board, but I want it to sound, if it doesn't already, and I hope it does. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be like, we've done this before, and sometimes certain things just go that's why you don't get nervous when it happens, because I know whatever happens. By the way, Jonathan, I don't want to say his last name because he's very into his privacy lately. It's like his new thing. And you're great. I mean, I tell you to your face, but I hope you listen to the show because you come in here with a great energy, never in a hurry. Him and Aristotle had to rip all the curtains off the front of the studio to get some air in here, and then it was hot, and I ended up closing them and sneezing all over everybody constantly because I got angry. And I feel bad what I did. They're dead. Everyone's dead. I vomited on somebody's head. They passed out. And our neighbor's cat is up for adoption. That's where it all started. So anyway, Jonathan and Aristotle spent about 5-6 hours in here. And it's just, I know it's on its way. It's already the way that sounded. That's how I wanted it to sound in here. Those old speakers did it for a long time. And they're still got some life in them. But you know how it is when you spend a little money on something and then you're like, but then if you turn them on, you're like, it doesn't sound that much better. I think I would have been bummed. They weren't that much, but still, it's like a lot of work to put them in. I got to change the wires. Now they're powered, so each speaker's got to be plugged in. But when I just heard that, it's everything I fucking want it to be. And if Jonathan would get off of his lazy ass and figure out why there's clicking now when I turn the whole sound system off, he already figured it out. Anyway, so, oh, wow. I just like that. You know, excuse me, just wherever you're at, just finish this out with me. This is just a great song. It just gets better and better. The Tweezy Sisters, man, I really like it. The Queezy Sisters, am I saying it wrong? The Queezy Sisters. You know, Scary Pockets. Scary Pockets. I love the name, and I want them to be big. I hereby command you
to go listen to my favorite band, Scary Pockets, baby. I love Scary Pockets, baby. They do it for me. These guys know how to fucking put on a show. Now, the problem is, when I go to the show, because of my voice. It's just I was born with a very deep voice. People ask me, did I have an operation? I'm never offended. I get it. But I go to the Scary Pocket shows. And I turn to people, maybe during one of their songs. You know, I like to talk to people. And, you know, I know to be a little more like, you know, they're doing their song. Let's just blow the past by. Aren't they great? This is their fifth show that I've seen. I'm trying to tell you. Have you seen them? Have you seen them before? I'm talking to the people next to me at the show. Now we got to go to lose.
Fun. That was fun. I really like that. I'll be playing some other stuff. Let me get this computer all set up. So anyway, I heard a funny story today. A friend of mine, don't worry about who it is. He's not here. But, you know, people get some crazy thoughts. Okay, hold on. Let me get this. Friend of mine, hold on. Now, what the... Hold on. I'm trying to get the iPad. There we go. Now, bring this up. There we go. I like it. So that is the way, you know, that's called the cold opening, folks. People, you know, they have to understand this is a produced show. A lot of people, they turn on the microphone, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you, in my opinion, anything going on there, and that's what they'll do. And I'm like, well, everybody wear a mask.
And then they, you know.
Yeah, I have a podcast.
No, this is a produced show. No offense. I mean, people. So you do what you have to have. It's like when you watch any show on television, any late night talk show, you got to come in with layers. You do the cold opening, and then it's sort of gone, folks. Yeah, it's time. Your hardcore followers understand. It's just being professional. Just professional.
Let's hear Todd Glass. Number one podcast from quarantine, COVID-19.
No, guess what? I found that I played the wrong one. Hold on. Can I get a second? I want to talk about Regis tonight a little. I mean, you know, because it's just Joe promised me he would send it to me. He swore. He goes, I will not let you down, Todd. But hold on. Is everybody all right? Yeah, I don't have it. Real professional. It's fucking embarrassing. No, it is so embarrassing. Seriously, it is. Oh, my God. I want so much to edit this out. Just think about 60 seconds. I went, sure, it's a professional show. Imagine if that's all they heard. Remember back then when I made it all? Well, our listeners know. Our hardcore listeners know. Damn it, I walked over it. Damn it to hell. I just want to take a forceful shit in my pants. I'm so upset with myself. That's a guy trying to get out of trouble at work. He makes a little mistake. He overpunishes himself out loud. Why can't I remember that? I should take a knife right now and cut my own head off. It's all right, Larry. Larry, come here, come here. Don't worry about it. I prefer Lair. That's where the guy draws the line. Ah, fuck you, Larry. You know, you're talking to God for bridge. Larry, think about it. I prefer Lair. You know what? Jump. It's not funny to make fun of death. Depends how you're making fun of it, is the answer. And that's why I'm going to take that joke out, too. Damn it, back then. It was so, I talked over it. You know, you have to come in, you have to know, you have to just, it's all, when it's important. Imagine we take all that out. Remember back then, 2 minutes ago, everybody, I said, yes. Some people just go, hello, it's a show. I can't even hear what they're saying. You know, they're
macaroni and cheese, and I put it in the oven, and then, so.
I don't know what that is, but I have a show, and people know, and they have to do things in a professional way. It's like when, like I said before, it's like when you watch a Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel, it's a produced show. They don't, everything just happens. It's like, oh, they're all having fun, and then opening montage of the shows, the funny things we did over the years. Picture that. Our hardcore listeners know. Mother! Son of a bitch! Come over here, I'm gonna punch you in your face, and I don't believe in violence. Come up, my girlfriend's brother. Come over here, and I'm gonna give you the old 1, 2, 3, right in your old sinagi. Ah! Oh, oh, shit. You didn't say you were gonna... Violence is not funny. God! Here we go. No, but people know. I mean, a professional show, it's just the way you do things. I mean, people know what I'm talking about. I mean, for instance, you know, like when you watch a show and then people go, you know. Hold on. No, you can't just talk.
Hello? Joe Rogan.
No, people know. It's just like any late night show you watch. It's serious. It's there's something about it. It's like it makes you feel like, oh, effort went into this. That's what I do. You know, you're talking all of a sudden. It just happens. You don't know why. Oh, professionals do it in an editing booth. Yeah. You gotta picture pictures over the years. Our hardcore listeners understand. It's a professional. Yeah. Oh, look at the picture of Aristotle. Oh. Week number 11. Yeah, I made it rhyme. Teen and 11. No, you don't believe me? Go back and listen. See if you find it doesn't make sense. I'm done shitting around. I'm like the president. Bring me my manuscripts. You make it rhyme. A long time ago, I got to hang out with Willie Nelson. This is a true story. And I said, is it ever hard to rhyme? And he went, is your head made of pot? No, he said, you rhyme, you fucking rhyme. When you got to rhyme, you fucking get it done. I'll never forget that the rest of my life. Rest of it. The rest of my life.
Number one podcast.
If you want to make it rhyme, you make it rhyme. Quarantine. Week 11. 18. You didn't hear anything. You didn't hear shit. You just believed it. Picture of, look at that. Just smile for a little while. Look at us. We're together. That's fun. It won't do you any harm. You know it, right? Look at us. We're together. Aristotle, I saw him yesterday. John Brent Wagner, I'm going to see him Saturday. Hightailed out of here with one of my friend's residual checks. Eric Calvert, Tim Lillis. called Luke. Luke Aiden. Here for Joe. He makes my... Joe, stop singing. Let me just have the rhythm here. Joe makes our songs. I love this song. Maybe I should shut the fuck up. Wow. Can you push your chair? Having fun in the barn. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now we start. I got the AC. Hold on, let me walk over there for a second. I'll talk to you.
Do we put the AC somewhere else? I think it's on. Hold on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Yep, cranking out cool air. Tonight, I put all the lights on. Like, I put it like if the band was here. I lit up all the placards. And it looks just really nice. Like I said, without that corner with the AC, the AC unit used to be where near the drums. Now it's out of there. It's all the way up, high up, out of the way. Nowhere near. You can't even see it anymore. Now the drums, you can get in and out of them. And Blake Wexler's girlfriend, Julia, gave me, like, it's an old Jack, it's an old bottle, like a liquor bottle, but she has a, like a, something she said she just puts on a drill. It's like a drill bit, but it's like diamond something, so it cuts the glass. So you can cut a circle in the glass. And then she shoved these lights in it. And then that's lit over near the band now, too. So it looks really nice in here. I'm even for myself tonight, I'm like, I want it to look good. So here we go. Here we go. Yeah, so anyway, after all that. Somebody was telling me today, somebody, yeah, who's somebody? I'm here by myself now, by the way, truth. Well, we have a new opening to the show, too, I'll play later. Like the one that's just, you know, that tells you some of the, you know, truth. If Todd says the truth, he updated it. And then I'll play that later. And then I have to send that to Aristotle. I hope I have to remember to send that. Because that's something Aristotle just puts on the show every week. I'm so worried there's going to be someone listening new. Why is the opening of the show in a horrible quality? Which, by the way, was more 8 years ago. Phones are... that's the difference. When you listen to the old shows, even though it was an iPhone, but from 7 years ago, it sounds a lot better now. It's called technology, baby. You like technology, baby? I'll play that later. So someone's telling me that they saw somebody in front of them in the car throw trash out the window, which you see less and less of, thank the universe. But they said something. And I know this person really well. You don't need to say, hey, you fucking idiot. You ruin the whole cause. Whenever I'm listening online and I see someone, I'm so with them, but they go, why are you acting like a bitch? I'm like, oh, no, don't. And I was with you. Just call what you're angry about, even if you want to explode. Hey, I'm not saying never explode because, if you're totally in spiritual with that, you said, look, we explode. So I'm not saying not to explode. Not that that's right. I'm just saying you're getting wiggle room as a human being already if you're exploding at somebody. We're saying sometimes someone's got to be exploded at. But you don't have to bring up things that have nothing to do with... You're usually angry because they're selfish, because they park somewhere, or they're... Use the words and go at that. You know? So, but anyway. So I know this person was like probably like, no, you know, whatever. Close to the way I would handle it, you know. And, but still, you know, the person was like, shut up. Just dumping stuff out at the corner, out their door. And then a guy at the bus stop, same thing. He was more, you know, he was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? This isn't the way we take care of our planet. But the minute that one person, it's just you and them. The minute one more person, and of course I took more out of this than this, the story itself. The minute the second person, then that person feels like, you know, most people feel, okay, you got there, and then a second person. And if a third person joins in, forget it. Like, then it's like an army. And no one has to be, you know, aggressive. Nobody, you can just let, you know. And it says in life how important it is to speak up. Because one person in a situation like that makes a very big difference. That second person, he said, it made him feel like that person you could tell became overwhelmed. Nah, they're just shh, and they move a drive away. Well, if it's one-on-one, but now it's another person going, no, no, no. I remember once I was in line and the flight had got canceled. But in this case, the airlines had to put us at a hotel, you know. But anyway, it's, you know, this isn't the important part of the story. So we end up at a hotel and the woman at the front desk is saying, no, we have this problem with him every week. And I was really nice. And I remember something to the effect of saying, no, look, I do respect that. But you know that we were sent here. You're just, I get it. You're saying, yes, but it's not, they're not doing it right. The airlines, but it's 4 a.m. And if you could just help us out through the night. And then but I do understand your frustration. I really do. But like, let's not, I was so nice. And she goes, well, you don't have to be rude to me. One woman stuck her head out. She was, he was not. He was actually really nice. Game changer. And I knew instantly that changed that interaction. You know why? Even if it didn't change us, ultimately we did get, they did give the four of us that were sent down from the same flight rooms. More in that moment, you know, I'm really trying my hardest. I'm being polite. I'm doing it like the way you should. And then she has the audacity to go, you're being rude. Yeah, because, you know, and I was being the opposite of rude. One person made me feel like calm and put perspective and made me feel calm. Because, yeah, someone was there to go, no, 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 no. And in that case, even one more person, she didn't say it to him, but one more person I goes, yeah, he was actually being really nice. And she overheard that. And then army. So think about in life when you can do that for marginalized groups. One time. Sometimes one person saying something. So there's your, that's your, you know, I always give life lessons, you know, me. These are produced life lessons. It's not like other shows where they just say, oh, this is, you know, what I think is great. No, there's a big difference. There's a big difference, you know. We have different things we do, like, no.
You just heard a Todd Glass rant.
Now that's better than any dumb fucking monologue jokes.
Yeah, it's a show. That fades into that. Are you shitting me? Yes, I know what I'm doing.
To help us smile for a little while.
Da 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 da.
Stay tuned for more comedic genius right after Todd gets a drink of water.
Hold on, I want to drag that back. Shit. I thought of something funny to do. Hold on. Yeah, well, hold on, folks. I'm stalling here. Quarantine. It's gonna get to one thing. Here you go. Does he repeat you again? Oh shit. You know when it says Todd's girlfriend's brother, I was gonna go. Oh yeah. Oh sure. Oh, everyone's saying it's girlfriend's brother. I don't know if it is. Oh, yeah, they say it's his girlfriend's brother, but I don't understand. I never met her. No, that's what they say. Everyone says, oh, it's his girlfriend's brother. I saw him when I went to the studio, but no, I don't know. I don't care. No, I've always been introduced. It's my girlfriend's brother. That's what I get introduced to when I meet him. So I just get introduced, and then they go, oh, hey, this is Todd. Todd comes up to me, you know, and I see him, and if he's there. Oh, this is Todd's. Hey, he's like, hey, Todd. Hey, John. This is
"Oh, you met my girlfriend's brother?" One time I even asked. I said, "Oh, I'd never met your girlfriend." He goes, "She is a crippling illness." Yeah. That's a true story. Well, I exaggerated a little. I exaggerated a little bit more than a little. All right, you know, it's a comedian. I do tell stories. I exaggerate a lot. Listen, I'm in trouble. I said some things, and now I want to go back. Back then, I was a tough guy, but back then, I made them up. I was just making them up. No, I was being funny. All right, I said some of the stuff I probably said because I was just being crazy. It's absurdity. Probably based on some shit I did in real life. It has to be, doesn't it? Nah, that stuff I said back then, I pump up a little. It's a joke. It's got to be based on truth, doesn't it? You can exaggerate, but it depends what's going on now and what's happening versus what you were grandstanding about. There's got to be a little truth. Does it have to be spot on? There's a little bit of truth. Don't try to figure me out, folks. It's 10 o'clock, everybody. It's time to guess my weight. Okay, the first caller is going to... 10 o'clock. Oh, my God. That's how I'm... Is it hot in here? I like that piece of corrugated metal. I really think that helps shoot it this way a little. We're going to add one more thing to the side. No, it's all the way down. It's pumping out cold air. It's pumping out cold air. That used to be the name of my first band that I started. Yeah, it's freezing cold. I went over there a few times. Oh, God. Just be comfortable in my... Oh, is that for me? No. I got a Frappuccino, not to brag. Like a Frappuccino. We made it on our own. But put some vodka in it. It's a heavy pour. Smartest thing I ever did was start putting liquor in my fun drinks. Well, it was fun, you know, topically. It got bad real quick, and it probably made me a bad person. For any of you gone through sobriety, I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you something to just be... Here's how proud I am of you. Uh-huh. You like that? No, I'm more proud. I'm going to show you. I don't want to be full of shit, so there's got to be something that's better than that. That really, from the bowels of my understanding, I get how fucking hard it is. I'm not going to not find this because it's the perfect thing. And also, I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know if I have to go or I think I have to go. Do you know where that big, the truck? That's it. That was a little too loud, but that's... I saw a documentary about it, someone like you. If I was a truck driver and I drove by where you lived and I knew how long you'd be... I don't care if it's a miraculous... Today's 30 fucking days. Yeah, I drive by. I go, congratulations, congratulations. And, you know?
Buddy, person.
Some people say that's too loud. You know what I say? Grow up. Oh, Culver City. Wonder who it is. Steve Fine.
Hello. This is an America's Best message for Todd Glass.
Oh.
Para escuchar este mensaje en español.
Oh, well, thank you. Flattery will get you nowhere. I know what handsome means in Spanish. When are the store hours?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and closed Sunday. If you have any additional questions, please call the store
at that's convenient.
2-4-3-2-6-7-9.
All right, they're a sponsor. I tried to sneak it in. They're not. So what I have to do is, anyway, I'm very proud of you if you're going through sobriety. The Tiger Show, rock it all night long. Wow. Okay. This is not a show. I'm showing off all my new bells and whistles. All right, listen, I haven't even started yet, folks. I have to go pee. So what I think I'm going to do, what's this? What do you want to hear while I'm gone? This? I'm listening to my listeners. Don't, there's no pressure. No pressure. Dearly beloved,
you are gathered here today. I want to do a voice. When I come back, since this is just
the opening of the show, this is not the, this is just a pre-opening. This is me getting ready. Hello? Hello? There we go. That'll do just fine. So I have to pee real quick. It's a fun show, everybody. I remind people, even when people drift, there's some people going, what is he even doing? I go, oh. Don't swing the board around to do it seriously. That joke can be funny. It can be. I know it can be funny. I do it in my act. I'm not stupid. But to swing the board and very flippantly on it. Actually, you scared me. I'm like, what am I scared of? And to play that horrible sound effect at the end of America's Pastime Baseball song. Ding dong, ding dong. Watched, I'm not as crazy as you think. I'm not losing it. The Will Ferrell Eurovision. And the part in there where they all do that song, ding dong, ding dong. People love, they love, you know, songs that are easy like that. Me too, you know. And the one they pick in that show, who got to write that? I'm telling you, some writers, and they got to go, well, they all knew those songs. Ding dong, ding dong. And everyone does it, and they're happy. And I get it. That's why they were like, sing the ding dong song. It doesn't, you know, ding dong or whatever it is, ring-a-ling-a-ding, whatever. It was ding dong, ding dong. Yeah, anyway. But there's another song like that online, which I got obsessed with, and it was a guy, it became very famous, and everyone puts their videos online. There's like, get up, get up, get up and shake your napkin, get up. And it's just, it's simple. It's not like there haven't been bands that the audience has their part and they do them. It's fucking, to watch an audience and the musicians be like, I don't like when people get too involved where it's like, oh, you think it's about you in the audience now. No, I don't like that type of fans. Yeah, there's people backflipping and they jump. But body surfing, different. But there's a line when it's like, oh, come on. Well, especially when I really like the performer. I'm like, well, those people aren't even watching the show. It's different when you go to a ska show and you see people dancing in these circles. Yeah, they're dancing to the rhythm of the, you know what? People do whatever they fucking want. It sounds like I'm just about to explain a lot of people having a lot of fun. But I think some people know what I mean. But it's okay. Who cares? So, but when an audience is in sync with the musician and there's a, what was the, I'm sorry, tonight so many questions. The video where it's in that small venue. What's, Kill Lincoln? Are they the one that has the video where their stage, I think it might be their manager, is like, he just does dances. What's his name? What's the band's name?
Kill Lincoln, Kill Lincoln. And it's like ska punk. And they have some great videos, just really simple, great videos. And there's one video where they're performing live. It maybe looks like 100 people, but it just gets you excited to go to a live show in a small venue. Because, look, that band could perform in front of 3,000 and fill that room with the same energy that they're now playing in 100. A lot of instruments on stage. And the crowd is fucking into it. And it's fucking electric. I watch it like 4 times. I'm going to watch it again tonight. So, there's that. And we had talked about, it all started from, we were talking about participation and I don't know. Oh, yeah, ding dong, ding dong. It probably, I don't know how that stemmed from that. But anyway, you know, I was hoping, and I enjoyed the movie, you know, for what it was worth. I really enjoyed it. I like Will Ferrell to begin with. Someone pointed out it's sort of like Blades of Glory, but you don't care. If you like Will Ferrell, you're like, yeah, so what if it is? I'm sure he knows it is. But I like Will Ferrell, and, you know, I end up liking something about whatever Will Ferrell does, you know. And, or fucking loving it, you know. Like if I'm like, oh, it's either amazing or just, like, oh, like Jack Black, too, like, you know, I just like, if he's in it, he's going to make it, you know, at worst, it's great. Am I wrong? Maybe I am. Even those guys would go, Todd, don't be a fucking idiot. At worst, it sucks. Thank you for the kind words, but you disparage your own compliment when you go, at worst, it's great. Maybe I'm right. At worst, it's, what did I say? At worst, it's great. Well, great isn't great. At worst, it's good. That's what I said. At worst, it's good. I don't know. Maybe I am right. Who cares? Who gives a shit about me and my stupid opinions? I'm so close to canceling myself. And I'll be the first person to do it. And I can get a court order going up right now. All right, so listen. So, ding dong. I was hoping that something happened in that movie that didn't. Maybe if it didn't, it can be the next movie. I'm telling you, it would be fucking great. Somebody get this to Will Ferrell. That's all I ask. I don't ask a lot from my listeners. I want this to get to Will Ferrell. Tweet at Will Ferrell. I saw him. He's always looking at his phone and his tweets. Saw him at a cafe. Maybe don't get this to Will Ferrell. You know when you go to compliment someone? I really love Will Ferrell. Same thing with like Jack Black, you know. But then what if it's in, like I'm saying, oh, at worst, it's good. Sounds like the worst compliment. So he goes to listen. Someone gets him to listen, but he listens a little further back. He goes, no, I'm not doing this with him. This guy was horrible. Said, I want a bigger compliment than he was throwing my way. I need it. I need the Todd Glass's audience. But here's my idea. I was hoping they were going to do it. Is they made, the theme of the show is making fun of that Eurovision. Like, that's what you always went back to. It was always these overly produced. But what I was hoping is that intermixed with that and is the mocking of those easy songs that everyone loves singing. Because there's so many, and you could write them. It would be fun. You could write 7 of them in a movie. 6 of them. Maybe 6. To reappear. Like, the writers just get together. I've done things like that, and that's the fun part of sometimes being able to work on a show when you hit a song. And then people that can write music, like, bring your little creation to life. And it's fun. And that Ding Dong song, tell me, either that exists and that's great, or they just go, we know what we're doing, all the writers, you know. And that they did that like 6 or 7 times through the movie and let it breathe. Because it does make you feel good. They could have showed them singing the Ding Dong song. You know, and I'm calling it the Ding Dong song. I don't even know am I close? The whole audience would go, ding, ding, ding. If you watch the movie, and I don't like to call people stupid, but if you don't know, if you're like, I don't know what he's talking about, it's ring-a-ding, but I don't know Ding Dong, then ring-a-ding-a-ding, your little fucking ass on out of here, over down the street, away from my show, get in a bus, take the bus down the street, take it off, climb up a big mountain, the type of mountain when you're driving down the street and you have no idea perspective because these mountains on the side of the road. You go, if we got out right here, how hard do you think it would be to climb up to that top of that mountain? You think it could be 8 minutes? Someone goes, that'd be an hour and a half. And they end up being right. That type of fucking shit is what I'm talking about primarily. That type. Driving down the street. Okay. So...
Going back to those songs, they're fun to write. You could write some fun ones. So that's what I was hoping that the movie was. So why can't they just do that in a movie? Like, have the next movie, it's all about those songs, and you just let it breathe. And, you know, everybody's singing the song. It's great. Oh, I remember a song about the guy that doesn't know if I'm going the ding-dong song, and it's ring-a-ling-a-ding. Why don't you fucking take a walk out of here? That's all where it usually ends. Why don't you can walk on off. You can leave the show now, take a walk, go down the street, get on the Lazy Susan, get on the 405, get out of the car in the middle of nowhere. Hey, how far do you think it takes to run up to the top of that mountain? Someone says 8 minutes. Meanwhile, it takes an hour and a half. Run up to the top of there. Try to get permitting to open up a Target Deluxe. In that, do that. Then when you can't do it, run another 30 feet. And then walk towards a wolf. Taunt it so it eats you alive. And then you won't bother me no more. So that's what I'm saying. Whatever the song is, ding dong, ding dong. Everybody does it. It's one of those songs that's easy, and everyone goes, choo, choo, choo. You know, and everybody, they love it. It's so much fun. I used to go to a place down it wasn't in Wildwood. I was going to say Wildwood, New Jersey, but it was these two music teachers. If you know who these guys are, folks, email me, toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. It was in, I think, my friend Drew Miller, his parents had a place down there, and I get to go down there. Ocean City, not Ocean City that's dry. There's one Ocean City that no one drinks, but there were the music teachers, and they would play inside the bar, and everybody was in the bar. It was like one of those bars where it's people that are 70, and it's people that are probably underage, and everybody's just down there at the beach and flip-flops, and usually a very good energy, that type of bar, great energy. And they were music teachers. That's what their jobs were. But in the summer, they would go down there. And inside the bar, there was like a place with a piano, keyboard, and two microphones and, I think, drums. And they just, every song was like, you know, sing along. It was like, you know, there was a green alligator. You know, it was always like, you know, everything was, everybody go boom, boom, boom. And everyone, boom, boom, boom. Everyone loved it. Easy. The Kill Lincoln, those guys were doing some, those are great lyrics, and the crowd knows them. This is for people like me that can't, well, you could enjoy both, but this is, everybody can do it. Everybody. And they were music teachers, but they were inside there, and it was so much fun. So why can't there be a movie where, or maybe it has to be intertwined. Remember, my original idea was it's intertwined with making fun of the Euro, everything's overproduced. And I was hoping 15 minutes later, for some reason, they were somewhere and another one of those songs was being sung. Then the movie goes on, 20 minutes later, you go to another one. But every time they let it breathe. And somebody goes to the front of the screen and makes the audience do it in the theater. Come on, people. You're going to do this in the theater. You're going to do it in the theater. And we're going to do it three times because we're going to make pretend the first two times that nobody in the theater did it. Now, let's say everybody did do it from the first time. That means they like it, and three of it's fun. So it's either we're going to do it three times because you enjoy it and you all did it from the first time, or it's a fucking punishment for the people that didn't do it the first two times, that probably because they're not into it, we do it a third time and it's a punishment. This can go either way. And then the band, ba-bum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ding, dong. You know, they, ding, dong sounds like ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, Chuck Berry. It sounds like penis. That's why I wish it wasn't. But I think it is ding dong. Can I take a break and we can find this? Can we answer this? How can we? Oh, I'll call people. Okay. I'm going to go pee. Back in the now, ladies and gentlemen, I start the show. This is the way you do it. It's just a thing in the industry. There's just a way that people know, the people that really understand comedy. I mean, I come up with these great ideas, you know. I do. I know when I think of these things. You know when most stuff comes to me? It just comes to me. You know those people that go, you know, it comes to me when I... And then things come to me like, oh, cake.
That's what comes to me. Cake. Comes to me. What? Excuse me. Excuse me. But yes, I do understand that there is a style within a professional show where, and the audience is aware. It's just like it says, guess what, folks? Guess what? Yeah, that's right. It's time to start. It's the Todd Glass, everybody, with our guest tonight, Will Ferrell. You see the scroll of that piano when it comes in? Todd Glass, everybody, it's time to start the show. That's right, everybody. Jennifer, hit me with those keys. You fucking idiot. Make me look stupid. Hit me with some keys, Jennifer. That's right. I'm on a hell of a hey. Hey, guess what, everybody? No, seriously, it's time to start the show. No, seriously, it's time to start. All right, everybody. Truth, it's time to start. Yes, I'm just getting ready.
Up and down and up and down, up and down and up and down. Everybody goes! Tick, tock, tickety tock. See, people love it. Tick, tick, tock, tickety tock. Bing, 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 jingle bells. What the fuck I'm doing?
I can't think of the right one. That one sounded like I was trying to do like bad, like a bad rap song or something. Mm-hmm. So, that's all. You know, guess who I like to call now? Because
takes a pee.
Call Nick Lipa. All right, here we go. Call Nick Lipa. You know what? I could see getting frustrated. Well, because my phone is not. Let me see what's going on. Steve Fine Arts. Wow, he's really. You know, he puts a lot of pressure on me to listen to everything Eddie does. Hey, Eddie is talking loud on his phone. You want to come eavesdrop on a tree, under a tree? Eddie's talking loud. Nick Lipa. I never didn't have, you know, good reception in here. I always do, so. Nick Lipa, Nick Lipa, we're gonna have a phone call with Ty. Nick Lipa, Nick Lipa, da 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 da. Nick Leepa, Nick Leepa. Okay, now.
Hello.
And takes a pee.
No, it's about you. I love the part with your grandmother. Nick Leep is on the phone. Nick, can you hear that pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear it great.
Well, you're into the board tonight. We have a whole new thing. I don't even have anything to talk about, but I knew you'd like to hear your song, so I called you.
Oh, fancy. You're in the board. Way to brag.
Well, yeah, well, this place is just crazy. It's, you know, the gist of what you did to it is all the same. But now, look, I feel like sometimes I'll talk about something during the show, but then when I call you, I want to tell you too, so I start telling. But there's new, it's good. The air conditioner's gone. It's up on the shelf higher up, and it's looking good in here. It sounds good, too. What are you doing right now?
A microwave, a pizza oven in there.
I never thought about that. Maybe I could start selling hot pizzas to my guests. Imagine if I was eating a delicious hot pizza right in front of the guest. And then...
just sell it to him by the slice?
Yeah. It's Nick Leepa on the phone.
Well, I enjoy the interlude. I did not know the song had continued going. I had that interlude. I thought it just ended with lyrics.
Well, he left a part for me to do things into. For instance, you would have never known, but...
Nick Leepa, Nick Leepa, he's gonna have a phone call with Todd Alamon. His lips are dim, so let's jump right in and hear about his grandma or mom. Nick Leepa, he's always got a story or three. So listen up and he'll tell us one while Todd goes outside and takes a pee.
It's Nick Leepa, everybody. It's Nick Leepa. He's on the phone. It's time to talk to him. Nick Leepa.
Nick Leepa's on the phone. Yeah.
Bravo.
Stop that. My girlfriend's brother's in here, and he'd misunderstand. Sometimes we do that. It's funny. You know how when you're mocking that, you know... But
the little fart sounds.
There's a fine line. You're doing it or you're mocking it. And I think tonight it's like if you don't have anything to add, that's fine. I just love that you're here and your energy. But.
you know, the other day.
Stop!
For the hurricane, there was a hurricane.
Stop.
And me and my friend, we both did 7 Stop grams it. Of mushrooms for the hurricane.
Are you serious? Was that fun or scary?
Oh, no, it was very intense. We walked out into the storm. We thought the Matrix and the grid was breaking.
Hold on.
But it was... Nick Leepa, he's gonna have a phone call with Todd. His lips are dim, so let's jump right in and hear about his grandma or mom. Nick Leepa, he's always got a story or three.
All right, so keep going. So when is this you do mushrooms? Like, how many nights ago?
This was... Saturday night.
And you do them at what time you do them, and then and what if the storm gets bad? Are you scared, like, or is that the fun of doing them? It feels dangerous.
Well, my apartment's safe, you know, it was just built. So
he's
like,
always got a little add in there.
There's so where I'm inside.
I know, but Nick, you sound like, no, my apartment has lead shutters and we have a bunker with food for 70 years. So you feel it's safe. What's the category of the hurricane?
I think it was not even a hurricane when it got here. It was a tropical storm.
Oh, tropical storm. That sounds fun.
Yeah, we went out on the hammock and we brought some beers out there too. And
can I ask you a question? God forbid your grandmother got killed in a storm. Wouldn't you hope it was a tropical storm? It just sounds better. You know, like, how'd she die? Well, it was a tropical storm. Oh, did she have any Hawaiian punch?
Yeah, like some Skittles.
Skittles, yeah. So, anyway, back to your story. So you do mushrooms, and now that how many grams do you do?
7 grams, which is that, most people.
That's a lot.
That most people just do 3 grams.
Wow. Where, and you were in your house. Don't lie to me, Nick, because Nick, I can tell if Did you have it set up where I, what would I grade you on a scale from 1 to 10? You're going to do mushrooms as far as how dark it is in your house. What would I give you?
10 out of 10. We turned off, at one point, we turned off all the lights and we watched an IMAX space movie. And we were just making jokes and we thought the TV was 3D and we were just rolling around on the floor. It was great.
I got to tell you this.
Yeah. He's going to have a phone call with Todd.
That's my favorite part. He's always got a story or three. So how long does it take before, what's the most you were like feeling it the whole night?
Oh, I mean, we were feeling it strong the entire night, but it was the giggle fits from 9 p.m. Like, we watched the Animaniacs, that old cartoon, and we thought we got sucked into the world, and then we were like, let's turn on IMAX and watch some space and dinosaurs and get sucked into that world. So we were watching movies from like 9 until 1 in the morning. And then from 1 in the morning to 3 in the morning, we went out by the ocean, sat in the kayak or the hammocks. And that was,
nice.
You know, that was fun and laid back. And then like around 3 a.m., you know, the shroom trip starts settling down and you think it's over, but it's not really over. And your mind starts playing tricks on you.
Yeah.
And we started going into a dark space, and we both started having a little bit of panic attacks. And we just made, at one point, it was just a lull, and I just farted. I just made a fart sound. And it was the funniest fart sound in the world. And then he made a fart sound. And we made fart sounds for about 30 minutes, just making them with our mouth, laughing and rolling on the ground. It got us out of the funk. And at one point, my friend just looks at me and goes, is that our humor now? It's just fart noises?
And takes a pee. Nick Leepa, he's always got a story or three. Nick Leepa, he did mushrooms and was out to three.
It's Nick Leepa on the phone, everybody, all through the night. We're going to blah, 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 big bang, big bang, ficky, 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 fucky. First thing I would do is, did you eat anything when it all passed?
We ate something beforehand. We made a bunch of chicken and pasta, and we ate that right before we tripped. Then we ate the mushrooms, and we made cookies at some point in the night. And we had more food, but we didn't eat it. We just didn't eat the food.
Wow.
I don't know why. We were just enjoying the movies. And I seriously suggest next time you do shrooms, turn off all the lights in your house, go on Hulu, and there's an IMAX movie called Planet Something. I was trying to look up Planet Earth, and Planet Something Else on IMAX came up, and it's in space. And it's just watch it on shrooms. You will laugh. You will have a great time. The movie is literally just people floating in space, but they knock on the shuttle door, and they open it, and next thing you know, you feel like Italy's floating through your living room, through the space station.
And what is it again? Say it again.
Planet Something. I don't know. I was high on mushrooms and we're trying to watch Planet Earth, and we typed in planet on Hulu, and some IMAX space movie came up about the planet.
Not to brag, but I just bought a 15-acre ranch up in the mountains in the moon, near the moon, up in space.
Oh, space. Fancy.
Yeah, you're the dumb guy that believes me. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I know when to do it shorter. Too much reverb in it, too. Hope you don't... Here, hold on one second. Let me make sure.
I think I got to fix that. All right, I appreciate this. Yeah, how's it? All right,
Nick. Well, you always...
You're not going to take it from the top? There was a couple glitches in there.
Yeah, let's do it over. Tell a story about...
Yeah, I want it from the top.
I want you to tell a story about... And I'll edit it, and I promise you, I would never make you look a fool. But we're having a theme tonight. It's pasta night. And I don't want to make you like, I feel bad saying this. Do you have like a really good story about how much pasta you ate once? And I swear I'll edit this part out. Swear to God. Swear to the good Lord that governs in us. If I have any decency in me, I swear to God, I will edit out the part. I swear to
God. To God.
You swear.
I'll do this for you then.
You have to promise that.
Yes. It would make you look like a fucking asshole and disobedience. I get you're going to ad lib a story here. Yes, I will absolutely. Matter of fact, just so you hear me, take a picture. Aristotle, take a picture. Edit the part out. Code 42. Edit the part out where I, of course, tell him to tell a story about the time he ate a lot of spaghetti. Let me just come in clean. I'll give you a real easy in, Aristotle. So, Nick, I got to go. Hey, by the way, it's spaghetti week here. Did you ever eat, like me, I have these stories where I ate so much spaghetti, and I was telling, we've been telling him, my girlfriend's brother told one of his. Do you have a story where you, if you don't, it's fine. But I would rather you not tell a story than be full of shit.
I have a spaghetti story.
Go ahead.
All right. So one time I made all the spaghetti.
Is this a true story? Because you would be sick in your fucking head if you're just making shit up.
No, I'm not making this up. This is 100% a true story. I'd look like an asshole if I was making it up.
Yeah, you would. Because the word out. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be aggressive. I had somebody make up a story once. They told me later. I'll be honest with you. It was Colin Quinn. And he said he got nervous. He said he got nervous, so he made up a story. That's all right. So you ate a lot of spaghetti?
Yeah, so I cooked. I wasn't that hungry, and I just wanted one spaghetti strand. So I put it in the pot, but I forgot to break it up, and I didn't read the packaging. It says you need to snap the spaghetti when you put it in the pasta.
Uh-huh.
So it was this one long spaghetti noodle, and I started slurping it up, and I was just slurping up the spaghetti noodle like a dog in Lady and the Tramp, and I was sucking on it for like 45 minutes, and the noodle just kept on going and going and going. And
how long was this noodle?
Out of the pot.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, no, 100% true. It's just, and I just kept sucking the noodle and sucking.
But how long was this noodle?
And I tried biting the noodle.
And you couldn't bite it?
Just wanted. Bite. I couldn't bite through it.
Oh my God.
The noodle stuck inside halfway in my body, halfway in the pot. So I just had to keep going. And I just ate this long noodle. And I went to the doctor and they weighed me and it was 100 pounds of spaghetti.
Oh my God. Were you putting sauce at all? Like how were you getting sauce with the noodle?
Well, at one point we just kept on dumping sauce into the pot. And so it just
did you have like a wheel? How much sauce was there?
I mean, we went through like 5-gallon jugs of it.
So you really started off with
a little sauce, and then my neighbor, he goes, "Oi, amigo, this is a bad." Oh. He came over with the jugs. He works in a restaurant, and he helped us out. And,
wow. I mean,
it was bad. It was so bad that at one point they had me sit on my neighbor's porch, and I just kept slurping the spaghetti. And they would take clothes and use the spaghetti like a clothesline to dry it out as it went outside.
Well, that was Nick Leap, everybody. Nick, say goodbye to everybody.
All right, see you guys.
See you later. Hold on, let me put some reverb in your voice so you can say goodbye with some, hold on.
Pizzazz?
Pizzazz. Go ahead, say goodbye.
Adios.
Shut the fuck up. I can put reverb. Hold on, I'll play you out with your theme. Thank you, Nick. You were perfect.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, we expect another theme.
Keep talking in the background. It'll be a funny way to go to close. You never stop talking.
So then I have this other story about this squirrel. And the squirrel and the chipmunk, they started getting in a fight, and we started putting bets on the squirrel. But man, that chipmunk, oh God, he could throw a punch. So anyways, then there was a pigeon, and the pigeon somehow got involved. So once the pigeon got involved, he picked up the chipmunk. And threw the chipmunk, and then it was just the squirrel and the pigeon.
To be honest with you, I think he's fucking making it up. I do. A long spaghetti. Imagine a guy asks him to do him a favor. He does you the favor, but then you throw him under the bus. No. Edit that part out. In your heads, everybody. I'm just this guy. I'm like, that guy, he's full of shit. No one eats a spaghetti, 100 pounds of spaghetti. That's one of Nick Leap's stories. No wonder I'll always have a story or three, because when you make two of them up.
Nick Leap, he's always got a story or three. So listen up and man takes a pee.
Wow. All right, enough of that. Oh, I'm out of control. I'm out of control. I'm Regis Philbin. Regis Philbin. You know, life is precious, everybody. Half an hour? Life is precious. No, I went back and looked at Regis' clips from 7 years ago, 6 years ago, and he's, boom, he's great. And now, I grew up listening to him, and he was great. I love that Letterman, they became like, you know, everybody got it. Jimmy Kimmel, they get it. Yeah, you want Regis part of your show. They always did these bits. I loved it. Mm-hmm. That's right, everybody. That's right. Yeah, sure. Everybody. Where is it? I don't know how this does it now. I'm a little confused, to be honest. I'm coming over to here to play this, and I don't know why it's not. I'm trying to play the new song that maybe I'll have to play it next week. Joe. Something wrong. Well, I press it, and then I press it over here. Hold on. Yeah. It's not playing. It's all right. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything. Everybody cut. All right, now that plays. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should have. But there were times. Oh, I know why. Hold on. I think I figured it out. Yeah, I did.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know.
I remember there was this comedian, and she was like a more of like a mom, and that was her whole thing about being a mom, and it was like 1990, and she did a rap, and me and my friends were in the back, we're like, all right.
Tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are a joke, a laugh, a goof. If Todd means the truth, he says truth. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. The intros are recorded on the phone, so don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd's Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. It's fun. It's fun, right? Sure, we have a new opening. Aristotle, don't forget to put that.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are a joke, a laugh, a goof. If Todd means the truth, he says truth.
That's a hard rhyme. And that's one of those that Willie Nelson said, if you want it to fucking rhyme, you'll make it rhyme. I'll never forget that till my day. The last thing I will probably say is thank you, Willie, for that advice. Thank you. Let me lean back for a second. Ugh. Wow. It's just some reason, I don't know why, but the air is pumping out of here. Hold on one second. Ba, ba, ba. I'm walking over to the air conditioning. I'm in here all by myself. Yeah, it must be really hot out. It must be really hot out, I said. And I'm jumping around. doing my thing. Alrighty, everybody. It's time to go in for the close. Let me play these. James Adomian, it's worth letting these breathe. Hold on. He leaves me just funny voice. You know, like you do the little voice thing on your phone. You know, and you just you don't leave a voicemail. You just leave a little voice memo. Where the hell is this? Hold on. Don't give up on me. Yeah. Where is it? Here we go. By the way, on. Oh, tomorrow night I'm doing the Super Secret Show, and that's where they put people. You do it on a soundstage, and they put like. Oh no, wait! I've already done it. Yeah, I've already done it. Okay, forget it. Well, it's probably still up online, but it's a Super Secret Show, and they have like a gigantic screen wrapped around you in a semicircle in a soundstage, and nobody's there at the same time. Nobody. You get your own mic. I'm gonna bring my own mic. And it is, and then, but there's going to be like 40 people up on the big screen wrapped around you in a semicircle. And I could tell you this, you know, I always preface it. It's not like, can anything be exactly like stand-up? It can't be. But what can be the closest? And so far I heard this is amazing. Amazing. You know, you have a lot of people up in front of you watching. And probably the sound is great. The quality is great. I'm very excited to do it. And you get to do a 15-minute set. So I already did it, but you can go listen and find it online and listen to it. You know what? I just don't seem to be able to find anything here today. James Adomian. Hold on. I know how to do it. I'm sorry, everybody. Been taking me a while to find things, but aren't you with me? I mean, are you in a hurry? I didn't think you were in a hurry. James Adomian. Okay. Here we go. I hope it's worth letting it breathe. He calls me with an idea.
Todd, I got a great opportunity for you. I want to pass this on. By the way, I'm transitioning, you know, career-wise. I'm starting to do more bookings for other people, maybe not management or agent, but, you know, a higher percentage. We'll work it all out soon, but that's my, anyway.
That's his word.
Great opportunity. It's a performance. It's a live environmental performance piece. Short set, 10-minute sets at a time. The audience is going to be separated, so there's going to be social distancing with the audience. They're not going to be one audience together. There people suffering from coronavirus and other deadly pandemics, but no worry. These aren't people who are in the hospital. These are people who are in nursing homes or hospices, people that have given up on the hospital process. But it gets even better, Todd. You don't have to go. Obviously, there's dangerous issues of, the performer goes to. No. Think of it like a reverse Patch Adams.
Oh.
We're sending the people that need to laugh directly to the home of the comedian. Todd, good news. We're expanding the home entertainment
I haven't heard this show one.
From coronavirus victims. We're now expanding this entertainment outreach to right-wing extremists who have been identified. And so we're going to... they just need some kind of comedy, a tight 10, maybe some physical bits, any juggling you can put in. So they're going to be coming by the house, too. They all have your address.
So silly. You know, when you're sitting around the house, I love getting phone bits. Especially, I love using that voice thing. It's just fun. You don't feel like talking, maybe. Sometimes you do, and then you pick up the phone and you talk to people. Call Gary Goldman.
Calling Gary Goldman. Other.
You got to go to close here in a little bit.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jay Leno. I'm on Todd's.
Hi, Jay.
I'm on Todd's podcast. And drive get a car. 66 Uber Dog, but it runs on broccoli.
Oh my gosh, that was before leaded gas, right?
Yeah, leaded gas, 1960. And then this guy's a 54 Schmoovenhoven. Yeah, look at that. It's got six.
The Schmoovenhoffen, did it have the Landau roof?
Yeah, the Landau roof with the rollouts. Yeah, it's nice. And the original horn.
Oh, wow. Original. That is.
Yeah.
Where'd you find that? At an auto auction?
Well, no, at Mavis. She had a friend and then double carburetor with a double fuel injection and with a double carburetor. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's excellent. You know, I just found out a 1933 Hoover turbocharged.
Oh, Jay, you have what is it that you have?
I have a 1933 Hoover turbocharged.
Oh, now what is that? Does that what's that run on?
It runs on wood pellets.
Oh, you need the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, if you get a guinea pig, you can use the wood pellets for the guinea pig, or you can use it for the Hoover turbocharged.
Yeah, 1616 El Camino, original paint.
It had a canvas spread over the bed of the truck.
Yeah, and the original snaps. 44.
1957 Chevelle station wagon had the leather seatbelt.
Yeah, because in 1966 the civil stuff with the original and the seatbelts, we couldn't cut those things.
I got a Chevrolet Salvador Dali with the original glove compartment, with the original gloves in the glove compartment.
Yeah, the original Monte Carlo with swerve out seats. Corinthian leather. I got the suicide doors. I got the one that Ricardo Montalban actually got when he did the commercial. But I didn't want to get George Carlin's old BMW. Yeah.
I got the
Munster
Mobile.
Yeah, George Carlin. He had a BMW for sale, but I didn't want it because it was. But I got a rain barrel with luggage wheels on it. I take it to work. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a 1967 Twentiac, and it had the original sunroof with the original sun.
Oh,
ever sun.
In the 1660. All right, but anyway, Gary, I'm gonna go in and eat pizza. You're the best. I love that you did Eddie's show. I'm glad that you had a good time. And
oh, I was so honored that he invited me. So, all right, I'll talk to you later on this week. I love you.
All right, I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I think Gary Goldman's hitting on me. Wow. That's funny. All right. I guess we're going in for the close. Let me see if there's anything on here I can find to play as we go to close. Hour and 45 minutes. Probably an hour, a little less. Mm-hmm. Da 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 da. Regis, nothing but love. You know. What are you gonna do? Right?
I want an Asian baby from Korea or Japan, Vietnam, it doesn't matter, I just want it in my hand. But no one will let me play with their Asian baby. Maybe it's my dodgy past, maybe it's the way I dress, but every time I approach, the parents get so upset, and they won't let me play with their baby.
Baby.
Do I have to steal one?
Yeah, well, no. Everybody, I did two cameos today, and boy, I tell you what, it really, it was nice. I enjoyed it. Somebody just asked me to do some, like, stand-up. You know, like, they said, we love this bit, if you can extend it, and I always like to hear things that other people do that are stupid, but, you know, they bother you. You know, like, you shouldn't care, like, park where you want them to park or something like that. And then any other things you found, like, just extensions of bits I had. So, it was actually really enjoyable. So there you go. So I usually roast the people that tell me to roast somebody else. I roast them. I go, oh, yeah, because I don't like being silly mean. Like, if I know stuff I could tease you about, but I don't like to be, like, mean. I save that for my private life. What's happening with Ellen? I'm curious. And I'm right. Sometimes you ever feel like, why am I curious? It's okay to be curious. It's not sensationalism. You feel, that's what I think I feel. And then I had a clean conversation with it about that. Yeah, I want to know what's happening. I want to see, I watched someone, I invested into them. It doesn't change my life. It's not going to ruin my life. It doesn't change my career. It doesn't change my financial situation. That's all right. But I emotionally invested myself in somebody. And I'm curious to see the way they react. And do they surprise everybody and come with honesty, or do they? So far she said she didn't know about her staff and that this was happening. And my first reaction was, you ever have a reaction and you go, wait, am I reacting right, or am I picking? And like I've said a million times, I rooted for Ellen. I liked that she found her voice and that she had success and she was doing good things with it. I used to say the things they can do on these shows are like, you know, they're just, they can make this world a better place. Somebody can win things and she picks, you know, and still be happy. It doesn't have to be frivolous. Just, oh, we're giving everybody. It was always with purpose. I rooted in them. I rooted in her. I invested in her. And I hoped for her the best. And was glad when Howard Stern backed her, when I think some company was going to drop her because of being gay. So I don't like, so it doesn't have to affect me in the way that is, you know, on surface it doesn't, but I want to know. I want to know. I'm fucking curious. And she goes, oh, we didn't know about a staff. And I want to go, what about you? Come on. You have the nerve to just go about your staff? Allegations have made specifically to you. And by the way, I would have, if somebody said that she's moody, I don't give a shit. These have not been, it has been over and over and over, just egregious that we don't treat other human beings like that. And if it is a lie, address it. But don't just go, oh, I didn't know about my staff. One more reason to, for me to believe these, what's happening. And by the way, don't go, oh, it's cancel culture. I don't give a fuck if she's canceled. If enough people don't want to fucking listen to her, then the show will end. That's life. That's not cancel culture. Which, by the way, the people that gave it, they gave it a name, cancel culture. It's like PC. PC existed for the phrase PC existed. Yeah, there's times where somebody probably very publicly says cancel, but now everything's lumped into that. Ah, fuck Ellen DeGeneres. You know, you hear someone say, people go, oh, it's cancel. No, I just don't like her anymore. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to go pick it. This didn't work. But I'm fine. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm doing all right. But, I mean, some, you know, sometimes I feel like, some guys have all the luck, you know. Let me try singing. Hold on. Here we go.
Ah, thank you. Some guys have all the luck, nothing but complain.
Right, I gotta go. What are we gonna listen to? That we listened to last week. Da da da. Well, we have to go. Mm-hmm. I love you. You're a good person. Take deep breaths. This will pass. This will pass. Just take it easy. Take a deep breath. Call someone if you have to. Call somebody if you have to. You know, some people just get in funks. For some people, it gets a lot thicker and a lot deeper. And those are the ones I'm really worried about. So, okay. You always got a big fucking hug here waiting for you. Alrighty. What's this? Oh, that's my, ba 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 ba. Mm-hmm. Is this bad being quiet with you for a little while? I think it's okay. You know? It's all right. Da 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 da. No? That's not there. It's taking me a little longer than I want, but you know, it's all right. I get to be, it's all right being quiet with you for a little while. Is that such a bad thing? Mm-hmm. Right? It's okay. Nothing wrong with being quiet. Just take a little time. Take a little time. Whatever you got to do, folks. Okay? Just maybe this song helps you. Maybe this is a good way to close. Different, but good. All right? Shh. Just listen.
Let's hear Todd Glass.
No. Number one podcast. Although I love Joe's version, but maybe somebody needs da 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 da. What's this? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to play. I guess you want to hear some. You do? You want to go to close with John Davidson? All right.
Put on your high heel sneakers, babe. No, we're going out tonight. All right. Put on your high heel sneakers, babe. You know we're going out tonight. You better wear some boxing gloves, babe, in case some fool should want to fight. On your red dress, baby.
All righty. We fade it out. Fade it out. Fade it out. Shh. Just me and you. Just me and you. Take a deep breath. Hey, hey, take a deep breath. You're good. Shh. Aristotle. Roll it in.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.